Good morning, everybody. Feels very strange to be up here after a year. It's been a long, dry, hard year. But we're here to celebrate something very special this morning. I got a few comments here that I want to talk about that might not seem to go along with what we want to do, but bear with me. I think we'll get there. So we call today Father's Day. That's a day in which we show appreciation to our dads. They've provided for us. They've given us an example. They've sacrificed personal wants and desires for us. They've loved us more than we can ever know. If we're fortunate enough to have a father with his heart firmly rooted in godly principles of family life, they extend their love to us by sharing their faith with a vision toward a future where this life is just a memory, and in their teaching, they provide a glimpse of the heavenly places to us, making known to us the gospel of Jesus and of God's vision for us, of our life on this earth, and our future life after this life is over. Cards, gifts, special meal typically given on this day to our dads to show them how much we love them, and many of them will be reminded of their dad if their dad has already passed from this world. Very nice tradition to celebrate our dads. Serves as a reminder of what our dad has done for us. From a father's perspective, it's nice to have a little extra attention, but I don't believe for one minute that any one of us would believe we've done anything special over and above what God expects a father to do in providing for the physical and spiritual needs of their families. And for all the wonderful things that dads do for their families, we dads are very limited in what we really can do for them. And these very limitations are why we're gathered around this table this morning. Since you're here with us today, you may have been exposed to the teachings of God and you're curious about Him. Or maybe you've studied God's Word enough to convince yourself that there is a God who created all the universe and everything in it. A God who created a special place on earth, a garden, for man to live in and be in His presence. And that man, through his own free will, sinned against God in that garden and was removed from the presence of God to live in a world now outside the garden hostile to man. A world in which man would suffer physical pain and death. And if you've studied enough to learn this, then maybe you studied further, and you know that God anticipated from the beginning that this would happen and provided a way for man to be reconciled and freed from the bondage of sin. A story of redemption that's sprinkled throughout the whole of the Bible like a string of beautiful pearls, leading us to one event in all of history that can make that reconciliation a possibility. And if you've studied this much and have a faith rooted in that very special event that is documented as the gospel of Jesus Christ, then you've already obeyed that gospel. And you full well understand the significance of why we're assembled right now at this time. This and every Lord's Day, we assemble to remember Jesus, the one and the only sacrifice in all the history of the world that could redeem or buy back the sin that mankind has performed. A son born to a woman, sent by God the Father to do that which no amount of earthly blood spilled on this earth in sacrifice could do. And Jesus did this out of love for the Father and for humans, hating the pain and the humiliation that He suffered, but understanding that His sacrifice was the only thing that could save men. And He had only one simple request, and that's documented in several places in the Bible. I'm going to read from 1 Corinthians 11th chapter. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Let's ponder these things as we partake of the bread and the fruit of the vine.